We are just beginning Simin Shin Ayin Beis, and we will be doing the first Sif. So we learned the basic yisod of Eruvei Chatzeres was that when you have privately owned domains, privately owned rishuyos, and they open up into a publicly owned rishus, or rishus that is shared, so Chazal made a gzeira otu carrying from a rishus hayachid to a rishus harabim, and they said that these people would have to be ma'arev to make them all partners, and ki'ilu they all live in all of the rishuyos, or they all live in the house of one of them, and then they're all partners and everything. So it's really one rishus where everything is the same. So now we begin, says the Machaber, Gagin v'chatzeres v'karfifis, kulan rishus echorheim lekelim sheshav su besochan. The halacha that requires Erev Chatzeres is only when you're taking something from a bayis to a chotzer. However, something that originates in a chotzer can be carried from one chotzer to another chotzer, it can be carried from a chotzer to a gag, to a roof, from a chotzer to a karf of a big open area. The halacha is that the only time that Chazal made their gzeira is when you're going from a bayis, which is something that is used bikvias, and from there you're going into a chotzer, the bayis was private, the chotzer is public, there they said that there's a gzeira of going from Rishus HaYach, like as if you were going from Rishus HaYach to Rishus HaRabim. But since a chotzer is used casually anyway, it's not something that you're living in all the time, going from one chotzer to another chotzer, to a karfav, to there Chazal did not make any halachas preventing you from going from one to the other because of ownership. Shemutr l'taltala mizeh l'zeh, you are allowed to carry the kelim that were shoves in the chatzeris. Afilu em shem bailim harbe velo irvu yachad, mutter letalta mechotzer lechotzer acheres. You are allowed to carry from one person's chotzer to another person's chotzer, or lagag, or to a roof, or lerosh kosel shebeneim, or the top of the wall between them. Umigag lagag achra samachlo, from one roof to another one that's next to it. Afilu gavoi menu harbe, even if one is very high and one is low, we don't make a gzeira otu rishus hayachid to rishus harabim. Umi agag l'karfav sheni osim isasai. Now, a karfav is a big open area. Now, if it's a big open area, they give it a shem karmelis anyway, and you can't carry in it. However, if we're talking about a karfav that is not larger than sasayim, then we already saw that even if the hekiv was not l'shem dira, it will not be a karmelis. It'll have a din of a chotzer. Or if you're talking about a giant karfav, but it did have a wall made that was l'shem dira, makarfav sheni yosim isasayim, oh shahukav l'dira filu yosim isasayim. So in these cases, it's considered like a chatzer, and you're allowed to carry from a different chatzer into it. O l'mavui shemetukan b'lechi o kora, or else to a mavui that has a lechi or a kora on it. You know, you are metakin it, so there too, it gets a din that you're allowed to carry in it, and you can carry to it from a chatzer. Afilu lo irvu bo, even if they didn't make an air of chatzeres, or they didn't make a shetufa mavois. The afal pi shirvo b'nei chatzer la'atzman, the shrichi money the batim chatzer. Even if the members of the chatzer made an Erev Chatzeres, so the chatzer is full of kelim that they carry out from their houses, still you can carry them into the mavui from the chatzer. Now, you can't carry them. You can't carry kelim that originated in the batim, but you can carry kelim that originated in the chatzer, and we don't make a gzeira otu kelim that originated in the batim, because that's a gzeira l'gzeira. Mutter l'taltal kelim sheshavtsu b'chatzer zu l'chatzer acheres, v'lo chashinon shem yitaltal gam kelim sheshavtsu b'bayis l'chatzer acheres o l'gag v'karfif. We don't make a gzera that you're going to come to carry the kelim that were shovus in the bayis. Now, this machaber talked about the heter. Let's talk about the iser. Kelim that are shovus in a bayis. When Shabbos came in, anything that was sitting in the house, you're not allowed to take on Shabbos from the house into a chatzer that you did not make an erev in. So you are allowed to carry kelim from one chatzer into another chatzer without any eruvin. You cannot carry a keli from a bayis into a chatzer on Shabbos. That is what you need the Erev Chatzeres for. So the tachlis of the Erev Chatzeres is to prevent carrying kelim from a bayis to a chatzer, whereas from one chatzer to another is not problematic. Now, the halacha of chotzer and gag, all of these things are referring to when they do not have a ceiling. Otherwise, they would be considered a bias according to the Mishnah Berurah b'Pashtus. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokus of what happens if you have a keli that was shovis in the bias and it got into the chotzer on Shabbos beheter. Are you allowed to carry it into another chotzer? What's the case? The case is a very simple one. The case is, say you take a talis. The talis was sitting in your house when Shabbos came in. Shabbos morning, you put on the talis. You then walk into your chotzer wearing your talis. Now, this is a keli that originated in a bias, and now it's in your chotzer. To carry it into another chotzer is vadayasa. The question is, can you carry it in this chotzer? You can wear it, but can you carry it in the chotzer? Because we said, you cannot carry from chotzer to chotzer kelim that originated in the bias. How about kelim that originated in the bias? Can you carry them dalet ames within the chotzer or not? So the Mishnah Berurah brings two dais. He brings a machlokas, he's not machriya, and the pashtus is that one is machmir. So even though it came to the chotzer beheter, you're not allowed to bring it, you're not allowed to walk with it to a chotzer. To another chotzer, you certainly cannot bring it. Even in the chotzer itself, the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokas. He brings the Evan Ozer, who asers. Then he brings Rishonim, Rashi, for example, that holds that it's mutter. Now, what happens if you wore your talis and you went to another house? So there the halachi is that you're allowed to carry it in the house. Our only shaila is if Chazal went ahead and asered carrying it within the chatzar. Now, another thing that's important to know, there's a Beis Meir that says that there is no isser of carrying in the chatzar and from one chatzar to another, kalim, that when Shabbos came in, you were wearing, and even though you were in the house. Meaning, we define kelim sheshavsu b'chotzer as kelim that at the beginning of Shabbos were sitting in your chotzer. Not that they were sitting on you, kelim sheshavsu b'bayis doesn't mean kelim that were sitting on you when you were in the bayis. They were sitting in the chotzer, in the bayis when Shabbos came in. So, l'halacha, according to that, if you were wearing something, let's say your clothing, you were wearing a jacket when Shabbos came in, and you were in the bias, you're allowed to go and carry that into the chatzar, or wear that in the chatzar. That's not called kelim sheshavsu b'bayis. Now, you couldn't carry it into the chatzar without an erev, but you can wear it, and once you're in the chatzar, you can take it off. Now, the other thing is with regard to carrying from a karfuf that was not hukaf ladira, and is not machzeka sosayim, so it doesn't have to be hukaf ladira. There is a machlokis rishonim. Even if you made an erev chatzeris, if you're allowed to carry into the karfif, and lechatchila the Mishnah Berurah says lahachmir, and b'shas hatchak you could be makel. That means that carrying from a bias to a karfif is more chomer than carrying from a chotzer to a karfif.